Chapter 3.
But I loved many things my parents didn't approve of, like dueling. I was brash and eager to prove my strength because of the fragile self-esteem of youth. Besting others in such a socially praised art bolstered my confidence and arrogance to phenomenal levels. Then the shade rose up, casting night on the land. Needless to say, my skill with the sword became most useful. I was 16 years old, but my age didn't matter. When night fell, everyone fought, my parents included. If that night was to be the prophesied final night where the world would end, at least we would have fought to stop it. For those born after the fourth night, and I assume that's most people who read this, it was a horror I wouldn't wish on any man.
Wind rushed past Dalen in a torrent as he fell limply, his body slowing and rolling with the air. He was weak, but still made sure to hold the Darkstone tightly between his two fingers. Dalen had fallen through the sky many times in his life, such was the training for any man who served on a skyship, and he knew how to control his fall. The issue was that he just didn't have the strength for it. Indeed, the buffeting winds made it harder to breathe, and Dalen had enough trouble with that regularly. He clenched his teeth as his aged, weary body cried out in extreme exhaustion and pain.
"I'm not going to die before I reach the barrier," Dalen told himself angrily.
Anyway, the pain was a mere fraction of the punishment he knew he deserved. He should feel pain before his death. The sight of the continent raced past him in a constant blur, yet it would still take some time for Dalen to pass it. The continent was 100 kilometers thick at the thickest part. He knew a man could fall at most around 200 kilometers an hour, so it would take about half an hour for him to pass Telos, the mighty landmass from which he had fallen. It would take another 9 hours to reach the barrier, the invisible point where a man stopped falling to the base of the world and fell from its top. Dalen closed his eyes and surrendered himself to the wind, which slowly carried him farther away from land. All he had to do was survive until he reached the barrier, and then it would finally be over. Dalen's body burned with fatigue. The air was heavy and temperature hot. It was all he could do to keep hold of the Darkstone between his two fingers. The fact that he still held the stone meant it hadn't been 9 hours yet, the time it would take to reach the barrier. Light, it had felt like an eternity. The wind had buffeted Dalen violently, especially when he fell into a stronger current without warning. The stone Dalen held would disappear once he passed through the barrier. Some speculated that Darkstone and Sunstone were absorbed into the body when passing through and acted like a poison, which was why they killed the bearer. Dalen knew he had to be close. The air pressure and temperature were far greater now. The barrier gave a level of resistance to things passing through, like molasses being pushed through a sieve. This made the air thicken at the bottom of the world, and temperature much warmer, as gravity pushed it through and made the air at the top very thin and cold, which created a pressure and temperature differential according to altitude. Because of this, no clouds ever drifted nearly as low as where Dalen had fallen, but rather remained much closer to the top, which, from his point of view, still looked to be beneath him. His line of sight passed through the barrier, allowing him to gaze down on the world where clouds speckled the sky much farther below. The thick air pressure made Dalen's whole body feel like it was in a vice. The heat was already unbearable, and his breaths came with great effort. He could feel his mind drifting to unconsciousness, but it wasn't sleep that would meet him there. It would be death. The fall had taken its toll on his body. Dalen held on to one thought as he pressed a hand onto his shirt, making sure his sunstone pendant was touching his skin.
"Don't let go of the Darkstone."
But he wouldn't last much longer, and though he tried with every ounce of strength left, a part of him didn't care anymore. Dying from the fall or the barrier, it was the same in the end, wasn't it?
No, Dalen groaned. I'm going to die the way I choose.
But his body might not let him. He didn't hurt as much. Not a good sign. Dalen closed his eyes tightly and tried to endure, but his body was failing. He could feel it. His consciousness began to fade. But Dalen knew he wasn't falling asleep. This was the final fall into death. He had failed. But even in that, there was relief. Finally, death had come. Finally, he could rest. A force hit Dalen like every part of his body had been kicked at the same time, and the Darkstone disappeared from his fingers. The shock of the impact and sudden freezing temperature brought lucidity and a snap of awareness. Dalen had hit the barrier, and had felt the stone disappear. And I didn't die.
No,
Dalen thought as the dread of failure froze his heart. He spun about in the air to look up as he fell. Had he let go of the stone by accident? No, he hadn't felt it slip out of his fingers. It had just disappeared. Dalen grasped his chest to feel for his sunstone pendant under his shirt. The small brass fixture holding the sunstone to the cord was there, but the pendant wasn't. It had disappeared, too. Dalen then realized something that should have been extremely obvious, but with his sudden shock he hadn't noticed until now. The chilly air was very, very thin. He could feel his breaths draw in little oxygen. It was such a contrast to the painful pressure he had been enduring only moments before. Dalen had passed through the barrier and had been touching his sunstone, if not also the darkstone. And I didn't die, he thought to himself again. He looked to his hand in shock, confirming what was already obvious. The stone was gone. And yet his hands looked different. There were no sunspots or wrinkles. Smooth, clear, strong hands were at the end of his arms, arms that felt sturdy. Dalen realized that since the stones had disappeared, he hadn't been forcing his breaths to come, even with the extremely thin air. Dalen breathed in deeply, trying to get more oxygen into his lungs, and was amazed at how easy it was, even though the thin pressure gave little oxygen. Dalen's lungs were definitely working better, as good as they ever had, in fact. He hesitantly touched his face and felt no wrinkles, no haggard and loose skin. Instead, he felt a strong jaw and a smooth face. Hesitantly, Dalen raised a hand to the top of his head and felt hair, thick, plentiful hair that flapped in the wind. He pulled a few strands out. Even amidst the flails from the battering wind, Dalen could see the strands were dark blue. Somehow, as impossible as it seemed, instead of dying, he had become young again. This was a cruel joke. Dalen had finally reached the end of his life where he could have release from his guilt, and at the very moment when the blessed end had come, his life had instead returned in full. A tease of release, and then a stab through the heart. No, not a joke, Dalen thought suddenly. A punishment. This was the punishment he had chosen for himself ever since coming to truly understand the magnitude of his crimes, to live with his self-loathing and guilt. And now, it seemed, the light agreed with him. His punishment was to live, for what else could have done this to him but the light itself? But did that really matter? He was falling, and the wind currents had already carried him several kilometers away from the continent. It was true that an inward wind could carry things back over the continent, but that rarely ever happened when they were cast away with an outward continental drift. Dalen would fall for eternity and starve to death. But then why hadn't the light just let him die when he passed through the barrier? The only possible answer was worse than he could imagine. The light wanted him to live because it was the worst thing that could be inflicted upon him. It was what he deserved. And the worst part about it was that knowing the light's chosen punishment, if Dalen was truly sorry for his crimes, he was obligated to do everything in his power to see it done. even if that meant trying to survive the fall. Dalen was many things, but never a coward, and thus he would accept every lash pronounced upon him. Not for the first time that fall, Dalen wept. It took a long time for Dalen's sorrow to dry, and even longer to steel himself to the reality of life. Of course, that still left the problem of falling to his death. Hopefully, that would still happen. But first, Dalen had to try and prevent it. Then, and only then, would Dalen know it was the light and not himself that had ended his torment. Giving up and letting himself be killed when he could have prevented it was as cowardly as ending his own life to escape the light's just punishment. Dalen growled in acceptance, forcing his faculties awake. He had to at least try and survive. Unless he fell into a new current that blew him back over the continent, his only hope would be if he fell near a trawling skyship and got their attention. Dalen fell into a new wind, which blew in the opposite direction, pushing him back toward the continent. Dalen could scarcely believe it. If this rare and ever so timely wind wasn't a sign from the light, then nothing was. "And people call me a bastard," Dalen said to the light, accepting its punishment. Countless people had fallen from the continent before, more by accident, of course, unless they had been pushed, which was known to happen. Several procedures had been put in place to prevent or save people from the fall. For one, every edge-side structure or village had large safety nets constructed several meters below to catch those that fell. Dalen could try and land on one of those nets, but it would be hard to hit them from such a height. Still, even if he missed the net, he would have a good chance of being noticed by someone as he fell past. If that happened, the people could try and dispatch a skyship to scoop him up or throw a skimmer down after him, and if none of that happened, Dalen could try and stop his fall by grabbing the thick side of the continent as he fell past. That would be damned hard when falling at terminal velocity, but it was something. Dalen needed to measure his descent to reach the edge at the same time he reached the surface. If he overshot, he would find nothing but an unceremonious union with the ground. It was going to be tricky, but the light seemed to be willing to lend an unwelcome hand. This was all light-blindingly hard to swallow. Life, after being so ready for death. It would take months to truly come to terms with it, but things were the way they were. At least he had his new body. Dalen clenched his fists and flexed his muscles to test their strength. The energy of youth filled him. Aside from the soul-crushing reality of his punishment, physically, Dalen felt incredible. Better, even. His senses were awake and sharp, no more dulled by age and fatigue, and the glorious sunlight embraced him as if he were immersed in a warm bath. But he had never felt anything like that before. Dalen could feel the light as if it were a physical thing. He was touching it with his hands. It was like he could grab hold of it if he wanted. It felt amazing, like the warmth one feels when embracing a loved one. Dalen wanted more of it and tried to close his fist around the light. Of course, nothing happened, as he couldn't just grab light. It didn't matter, for the light felt wonderful, and Dalen happily let the enjoyable sensation distract him from his bitter sorrow. Dalen stretched out, controlling his fall as he had been taught to do so many years ago, the light seeming to immerse his whole body. He breathed in deeply, wanting to take in this incredible feeling. But this time, as air filled his lungs, light flowed inside of him, filling his body. Energy surged inside. Somehow that feeling on his skin was now within every fiber of his being. It felt wonderful, and Dalen wanted more. He drew in more light, which caused it to push on him from the inside, like it needed to go somewhere. Hesitantly, Dalen drew in more light, and as he did, a pressure grew until it began to hurt. "This might not have been a good idea," Dalen thought to himself. Dalen tried to breathe the light out, but it didn't leave. He tensed, pushed, and stretched his limbs, but nothing happened. The pain grew. Could I put it into something else, he thought. Not release it back into the world, but put it into something like I brought it into me? Dalen looked around, but there was nothing even remotely near. He grabbed his coat and tried to breathe the light into it. Nothing happened. Pressing his palm onto it and even slapping it did nothing. Part of him wanted to draw in more light to see if it would tear him apart, but Dalen would fight to live as much as he hated it. If life was what the light had inflicted on him, he would embrace it and make sure to meet every measure he deserved. Dalen groaned, trying to think of a way to release the light. He looked about, as he thought, in a vain attempt to see anything that could give him an idea, his eyes straining as they gazed down at the land far below, barely visible through the clouds in the blue haze of the air. Suddenly, Dalen felt all the light inside him flow into his eyes. His vision became amazingly clear. He could see things at an incredible distance and make out details at least 10 times as minute and fine. The giant continent was still very far beneath him, stretching out in the distance as far as he could see, which right then was very, very far. Dalen was awed by the sight. Then his vision returned to normal, all the light in him gone. Dalen couldn't believe what he'd just done, let alone what had just happened to him. He was young again, though how young he didn't know until he could see his reflection. And on top of that, he had this strange new ability. "The stones," Dalen said in realization, but stopped at hearing his own voice. It was muffled by the wind, of course, but it had still rung in his ears. It hadn't been old and croaky, but young and clear. "I haven't heard that voice in years," Dalen thought. This change must have happened because he had been touching both a dark stone and a sunstone. Could that also be the reason why he'd become young? He doubted it. There was too much poetic justice in the transformation for it to have been chance. The light had a cruel sense of humor. But touching the stones might have been the thing that had enabled him to feel the light and draw it into himself. Had anyone else discovered this? Dalen could understand if they hadn't. It was a fact known worldwide that passing through the barrier while touching one of the stones would kill you, just like knowing the bite of a jutterbug was poisonous. So who in their right mind would knowingly touch both? Well, Dalen, as it turned out. Hesitantly, Dalen drew light into himself once more and tried to channel the light into his eyes. It worked, and his vision sharpened briefly and then returned to normal. Dalen tried again, but this time continued to draw in light as he channeled it into his eyes. His vision sharpened again, bringing the world into remarkable focus, and this time the clarity remained. It seemed that for as long as he drew in the light, he could channel it into his eyes, and they would be empowered by it. But could he channel the light into anything else? Dalen stopped drawing in light, and his vision quickly returned to normal. He drew on the light again, and this time tried to channel it into his ears. The loud torrent of wind became deafening. Screaming, Dalen covered his ears and stopped drawing on the light.
Okay, not such a good idea.
But it had worked. He could channel the light into other parts of his body. Still falling through the air, Dalen tested his strength. And though there wasn't really anything to test his strength on, he did feel stronger. He tried his nose next and was amazed at how dusty his coat smelled.
Could I do more than one? He wondered.
Dalen drew in light once more and this time tried to channel it into both his eyes and nose. His vision sharpened and his scent became keen. He could smell the dirt on the soles of his shoes, and the air had a sharp, damp scent that was nearly overpowering. Dalen then tried to add another path for the light, and then another. It stopped at 4. He could bond light to 4 different parts of his body.
Bond, Dalen thought. To bind light. To light bind. That's the very name of the power the Archknights possess. Do I have the powers of the Archknights?
This should have been impossible because a person was supposed to make the knights pledge to fight evil for the rest of their lives in order to receive this magic. It was the same way the Holy Lightbringers received their powers after dedicating their lives to helping others. People had speculated there might be other magics in the world that would come from different oaths and lifelong dedications. None had been discovered. So far, there were only three known magics: light bringing, light binding, and light blaring, the last being the power of the shade. What Dalin was doing certainly fit the description of light binding, but he hadn't made any vow. Many years ago, Dalin had sent spies to try and discover how the knights received their powers. All he had found was that they performed a ritual called the Vigil on a ceremonial skyship that flew toward the sun. He was never able to get a spy on the ship itself. If that skyship crossed the barrier during its flight, Dalin might have finally discovered the real way they received their powers. But they certainly didn't become young from it. Indeed, many initiates died from the ritual. Still falling, but now with greater control, Dalin tried to test his powers again. He had seen one knight fly once. Such an ability would prove most useful in Dalin's current predicament. He drew in light and tried to channel it into flying. Nothing happened. Maybe they flew through manipulating the element. Dalin tried to push the light into the wind. Nothing worked. Maybe the knight had flown through manipulating gravity? Dalin tried to bond the light to gravity, not really knowing how except to will it. Again, nothing. Dalin had seen an archknight call down a storm of lightning once that had destroyed a whole fleet of skyships. His skyships, in fact, during the Empire War. Dalin didn't exactly want to strike himself with lightning by accident, so he skipped that one. In any case, it appeared that Dalin could only bond light to his physical abilities and senses. If it was in his body, it seemed to work. Perhaps the archknight's power, light-binding, manifested differently from night to night. Most of them generally seemed stronger and faster than the average person, but he had only seen a couple do the lightning trick, while those same knights never seemed to do things other knights could, like lift a wagon or move incredibly fast. Maybe each knight could only bond light to one thing? But if that was the case, why could Dalin apparently bond light to any physical attribute? Maybe he wasn't a light binder, but rather something similar yet different? The constant rushing wind brought Dalin's mind back to what was happening around him. He was falling, and all the power in the world wouldn't count for a squat if he became a smear on the ground. With the continent so far beneath him, it was hard to tell how close he was to its edge. It seemed he was approaching at a good pace, but he was still too high to make out a village or town. "Well, I have these powers now, so I might as well use them," Dalin thought, and bonded light to his sight. Everything became so much clearer. It was like he could zoom in and see things closer than they were. With his enhanced sight, he quickly found the closest edgeside village. Close was a relative term, for it was very far from him and against the wind. He had already overshot the side of the continent and now fell towards solid ground. "Well, that ruins my plans," Dalin thought, and was surprised that he felt disappointed. Even though he wanted to die, surviving this fall was a unique challenge Dalin had set out to achieve, and he hated losing. But from the time he had formulated his plan to land on an edge net, he had discovered some significant things, such as these new powers. So could he use them to survive the fall? He could bond light into attributes of his body, like his strength and senses, but could he channel light into more specific qualities, like his ability to heal or his weight? Though Dalin had only seen a few archknights fly, most could jump great distances. Was it by manipulating their weight that they were able to jump so far, or was this due to brute strength? Dalin cautiously drew in light and tried to bond it to his body's weight with the intent to make himself lighter. Nothing happened. Thinking, Dalin remembered that weight was itself the result of gravity, and he had already tried bonding light to gravity. No, if he wanted to affect his weight by altering an internal property, he would need to alter his mass, not his weight. So Dalin tried to will the light he drew in to infuse his mass with the intent to reduce it. Dalin suddenly fell faster with a great burst, a strong gust of wind smacking his face. But then Dalin felt his velocity decrease significantly from the wind pushing back against him.
"That was weird," Dalin said. "Why did I get a sudden burst of speed?"
At least apart from the initial anomaly, the final result was what he expected. He knew that gravity didn't pull on him any less. Gravity pulled on all things at the same rate regardless of their mass. But with less mass, he was effectively lighter, and therefore the drag from the wind affected him to a far greater degree, causing him to fall slower. The very same reason why a feather fell so slowly. His weight must have changed significantly to produce such an effect. Light his body felt like a sail in the wind. If he reduced his mass like this, and then increased the strength of his muscles, bones, and fortitude, he might actually survive hitting the ground. It was a risk, and would probably hurt like a bastard, but it might work.
"Amazing," Dalin said,
able to hear his voice much better now that he was falling at a slower rate.
"Light, he sounded like a pop."
Dalin stretched out his arms and legs, creating more drag, and this slowed him even further, almost to a gentle drift. But at this rate, it'll take 2 falls to reach the ground, unless it works in reverse. Dalin tried to switch the path of his light from reducing his mass to increasing it. Suddenly, the wind blowing in his face ceased. For a fraction of a second, he had stopped in midair, as attested by his clothes, which whipped down. Then he fell and gained speed rapidly, very rapidly.
"What in light's end?"
Dalin said, trying to understand what had just happened. He was moving fast now, very fast. But why had the initial increase in mass slowed him and the decrease in mass given him a momentary burst of speed? Maybe increasing his mass was like trying to pick up a boulder from the ground while running past it. If his momentum wasn't enough to overcome his new mass's stationary inertia, he would be brought to a standstill before gravity accelerated him.
"That's it," Dalin said in realization. "The new mass has no kinetic energy."
And now, because Dalin had far greater mass, it took more wind resistance to level out his acceleration from gravity, meaning his terminal velocity was much higher and he fell faster than before.
"This is how I can survive the fall," Dalin said.
But he had to do it just before hitting the ground. Dalin straightened his body, reducing his drag and increasing his speed dramatically. Now he would complete the fall much faster, easily by half. Dalin steeled himself and let gravity do its work. Hours later, Dalin didn't know exactly how long, the ground finally came close. Having fallen past the clouds, he was now under their cover and found himself amidst a slight drizzle. With his new plan, Dalin had let himself overshoot the edge of the continent by a large degree. Beneath him, uncultivated fields of grass and trees stretched out as far as he could see in all directions. "So to do the trick that brought me to a near stop, I need to return my mass to normal or make myself lighter and then increase it again just before I hit the ground." Dalin reversed the bond and reduced his mass. He was suddenly given a huge burst of speed. The wind resistance hit him like a wall, so much so that he was sent into a flailing spin before he leveled out to the gentle drift he had intended. Hitting that wind resistance had not been pleasant. It had blackened hurt, like his whole body had been slapped, not to mention the stomach-churning spin it had induced. Dalin rubbed the side of his smarting face. "So if I'm already moving, increasing my mass will slow me, and decreasing it will accelerate me, and I hit the wind resistance like running headlong into a wall. Altering my mass while not moving should do nothing. All good to know." Dalin stretched out his arms and legs to let the wind slow him. He eventually leveled out, gently drifting through the air. The ground was very close now and seemed to approach faster as he fell. Not that the speed of his descent was changing, but now that he was closer, Dalin could determine with more accuracy his speed, and he was falling far more quickly than was safe. Taking a breath, Dalen braced himself, watching the ground race toward him. He had to switch his mass right before hitting. Closer and closer he came, like a picture constantly increasing in size, and then just before hitting, Dalen switched his bond, increasing his mass instead of decreasing it. It was like he came to an instant stop about 2 meters from the ground. His jacket whipped down, but he felt no whiplash on his body. A fraction of a second later, he began to fall again from a velocity of nearly zero. He landed on all fours with a heavy thud, his hands and feet sinking 10 centimeters into the ground. He had survived the fall. "That's just wonderful," Dalen thought with agonizing sarcasm. Dalen stood and released his bond of light, which returned his weight to normal. He felt no increase or decrease in his velocity, for he wasn't moving. The inertia of his magical mass and his regular were again in sync. Dalen had achieved something rather impressive. He had beaten gravity. He had fallen the whole height of the world and landed unassisted. No, that wasn't true. He'd had a great amount of assistance. Supernatural assistance from magical powers. Dalen looked to his hand. It was smeared with dirt, but youthful and strong. He gazed about. He had landed in the middle of some uncultivated grassy field, patches of small shrubbery poking up everywhere, and trees spotting the rolling landscape. The cloud cover moved under the sun, periodically casting shadows which sent chills through Dalen's body. That his clothes were damp from falling through that drizzle didn't help. Dalen wanted to see his reflection. He had seen a lake from above that shouldn't be too far from where he'd landed, so he began walking in its direction. Once he crested the nearest hill, he saw the lake and discovered that not too far from above meant a few kilometers on the ground. Still, he made his way to it. He had to know. Eventually, he arrived at the lake, having walked with singleness of mind. He knelt to gaze at his reflection. A familiar, youthful face, one he had not seen in decades, stared back at him. It was his face, his real face, not the one that had been marked and soiled by age, but the one he had grown most familiar with over the length of his life, if a little bit more youthful. He looked to be in his late teens. Was he going crazy? If so, this was one blackened, realistic delusion. Dalen turned and walked up a small hill to a secluded tree. He sat next to it, leaning back with a magnificent view of wild countryside before him, and there he stayed in silence for a long time. By the position of the plummet, it was now several hours to the time Dalen had fallen from the edge last fall. His own fall had ended up being much quicker thanks to him increasing his mass, with his walk and reflection making up the rest. Oddly enough, he didn't feel tired even though he hadn't slept in more than 24 hours. But his mind didn't dwell on that. Apparently Dalen had the powers of an archknight and he was young again.
"So now what?" Dalen said softly.
He had only chosen to end his life because he had been falls away from dying anyway. He had no such excuse anymore. Another whole lifetime loomed before him, and it was almost too much to bear. Wasn't 20 years of exile, misery, and regret enough? Even though he felt more depressed than he ever had, his mind still ran the numbers. He looked to be around 17 years old. If he was going to live as long as he already had, that would mean he had 65 years of life looming before him. Dalen cradled his head in his hand with the thought. Oh, light! It was a 65-year sentence of misery. And what should he do with that time? Live in exile like he had before, helping people where he could with his natural skills and letting his guilt eat away at his soul? Dalen raised a hand before his eyes and gazed at it. He had some new skills now, possessed far more than a natural inclination for tinkering and mechanics. He had power. Such a dangerous thing for someone like him, but the light would not have given him these abilities if it didn't expect him to use them. A tiny glimmer of hope sparked in Dalen's heart, and even though it was small, his heart had been devoid of light and hope for so long that the feeling nearly made his chest burst. Tears came to his eyes. Maybe he had been given a chance to do some true good in the world. How poetic would it be if that good was achieved by destroying darkness of the very like he had spread throughout his life? A purpose was kindled in Dalen's heart, and it slowly grew into a fire.
"No,"
Dalen said, jumping to his feet and beginning to pace. "I've been down this path before. Last time I set out to make the world a better place, I enslaved it." Dalen walked back and forth, battling with himself before finally stopping. "Then maybe just don't aim so high. Don't lead people. Just remain one man, helping one person at a time and fighting back darkness where I find it." I could do that and not fall back into darkness, couldn't I?" Dalen looked to the sun, shading his eyes with a hand from the ever-present light of the world shining beyond the universe. That purpose within him burned once more. "If this is what you want of me, very well. I'll live out this life as you would have it. I just hope I'm up to the task." He had a lot of work ahead of him, a whole lifetime's worth, in fact. And one of the first things to choose was where to start. Hunt down the pirates from the floating isles? Fight the crime syndicates? End the human sex trade? After all, who better to hunt out the evil of the world than the vilest man who'd ever lived? And then, of course, there was the Shade. Sure, the knights focused on those monsters, but they wouldn't object to some help. Light Dalen might even join the knights, eventually. Yes, he did indeed have a lot of work ahead of him. And surprisingly, Dalen looked forward to it.